Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent snake was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord Jehovah God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent snake, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you may not eat of it, neither may you touch it, or you will die." And the snake said to the woman, "You will not surely die. God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be as gods, knowing good and evil." And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit, and ate, and gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made for themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord Jehovah God, walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord Jehovah God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord Jehovah God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree, of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord Jehovah God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent snake deceived me, and I ate." And the Lord Jehovah God said to the serpent snake, "Because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly you will go, and dust you will eat all the days of your life. And I will put hatred between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you will bring forth children, and your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow you will eat of it all the days of your life. Also it will bring forth to you thorns and thistles, and you will eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of your face you will eat food until you return to the ground, because out of it you were taken, because dust you are, and to dust you will return." And Adam called his wife's name Eve, life-giver, because she was the mother of all living. The Lord Jehovah God made coats of skins for Adam and also for his wife and clothed them. And the Lord Jehovah God said, "See, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, in case he should put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore the Lord Jehovah God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to protect the way of the tree of life.